Hey, this is Nicholas. Let's talk about the Han-Yang-Ming large intestine channel. When we look at the functions of the large intestine, there's really not a whole lot to say. The large intestine transports and transforms waste, and as part of this process, it also removes and reabsorbs fluids. And that's really about it. Now that's not very exciting, especially when we compare it to something like the lung. The lung controls respiration, governs descending, regulates the water passages, controls the skin, including the Wei Qi, and it houses the corporeal soul. By comparison, the large intestine seems pretty boring. To make it even worse, we're going to find that points on the large intestine channel don't actually have a strong effect on the large intestine organ. This might be a good time to bring up the lower He Si points. Goes like this. Ling Xu states, He Si points on the yang channels treat the internal Fu organs. However, there's an exception. When it comes to the three yang channels on the arm, that is, the large intestine, the small intestine, and the sanjiao, with these three, the channel traverses the upper limb, but the organ is located in the lower jiao. So the He Si points on these channels are unable to reach the organ and have any strong effect on them. They're just too far away. Therefore, we designate an additional point not on the channel that is able to treat the organ. This point is called the lower He Si point. So the lower He Si point of the large intestine is stomach 37, which is on the leg. The lower He Si point of the small intestine is stomach 39, which is on the leg. And the lower He Si point of the sanjiao is UB39, which is also on the leg. So if we want to treat at the organ level, we use these lower He Si points on the leg rather than the regular He Si points on the arm. If that was really confusing, we can talk about it more when we get to the stomach channel. But the main point is, points on the large intestine channel don't have a strong effect on the large intestine organ. If we want to treat the large intestine organ, we would have to use other points on the lower body, such as stomach 37 or stomach 25. So if these points don't treat the large intestine organ, then what do they treat? Well, instead of the large intestine organ, we'll have to look at the characteristics of the large intestine channel. The first thing to know is the Yangming channel is full of qi and blood. So there are some channels that have more qi and less blood, and other channels have less qi and more blood. Well, the Yangming channel has more qi and more blood. What that means is, since the Yangming channel is full of qi and blood, it tends towards fullness, excess, and stagnation. So points on the Yangming channel can be used to move qi and blood stagnation, and as a consequence, they're able to stop pain. There's a saying in Chinese medicine, butongzitong, tongzibutong, which roughly means, where there's stagnation, there's pain, and where there's pain, there's stagnation. So by moving stagnation, large intestine points are able to treat pain conditions. Being full of qi and blood, this channel also tends towards heat and excess yang, so many of these points can be used to clear heat. The other thing to look at is the pathway of the large intestine channel. This channel traverses the arm, so we're able to treat conditions all along the arm, like finger pain, wrist pain, elbow pain, shoulder pain, or inability to lift the arm. We can also use these points for conditions like hemiplegia, weakness, or atrophy of the arm. This is a common post-stroke condition, where the patient will have weakness, numbness, or flaccidity in the arm, or poor grip strength. So needling these points can open up the channel and bring qi and blood to the area to return strength and feeling to the hand and arm. This channel also ascends to the face, making it able to treat things like headache, eye problems, nose problems, toothache or swelling of the gums, and again, certain wind conditions like facial paralysis or drooping of the eyes and mouth that occurs after a stroke or with Bell's palsy. So let's look at the channel pathways in more detail. Here's the primary channel. Remember our linkage from the previous channel was lung 7 to LI1? So here we see that the large intestine channel begins at its first point, LI1. It goes up the arm, passing through the wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Then at the shoulder, it has this internal pathway that winds around the back and connects to the neck at DU 14. Then it comes back to the front, goes up the neck to the face, where it enters the lower gums. Then it crosses the midline and joins the stomach channel at stomach 1. So first, note that this channel enters the lower gums, so we can use it to treat toothache and swollen gums on the lower jaw. And also, the large intestine channel is the only channel that crosses the midline and goes to the other side of the body, so that's something to remember. We also have a branch that goes down through the trunk and connects to the lung and large intestine. Remember, each primary channel connects to its own organ and its yin-yang pair via the internal pathway. So here we see the channel connecting to the lung and large intestine, but no other organs. Then the channel continues down to connect to stomach 37, which is the lower He-Si point of the large intestine channel. So the pathologies of the channel should make sense. We have nose problems because the channel goes to the nose. We have toothache because the channel goes to the mouth and enters the gums. We have throat problems because the channel goes to the throat. Then we have certain digestive issues, which we do mention in some of the point indications, but clinically, you're much more likely to choose points on the lower body for these conditions. Then we just have pain along the channel, neck, shoulder, elbow, wrist, fingers, and even the upper back, since we have that internal pathway that connects to DU14. The low connecting channel starts at LI6, which is the low connecting point. Remember, all low connecting channels start with their low connecting point. It connects to its yin-yang pair, the lung channel. Then it follows the general course of the primary channel up to the face, where it splits to enter the teeth and the ear. So that's why the conditions we can treat have to do with the teeth and the ear. We also see fullness and congestion in the chest because of that connection to the lung channel. Next, we have the divergent channel, which looks a lot like the primary channel. It goes up the arm, and like the primary channel, it takes this detour around the back of the neck, then it goes internal and connects to its yin and yang organs. So we can treat disorders along the course of this channel, especially the chest and breast, the upper back, the lung, and the throat. The channel emerges at the supraclavicular fossa and converges with the primary channel on the throat. Now let's take a minute to look back at the lung divergent channel. Remember when we talked about divergent channels, we said that each divergent channel separates from its primary channel, dives deep to connect to organs and tissues, then re-emerges and connects to its yang-paired primary channel. So what this means is the lung divergent channel connects to its yang-paired primary channel. In this case, it connects to the large intestine primary channel at LI18. And the large intestine divergent channel also connects to the yang primary channel, which is also the large intestine primary channel at LI18. So both of these channels connect to their yin-yang paired organs, and both divergent channels unite at LI18. That's why we call this point the upper uniting point. So what this means is LI18 can be used to treat both lung and large intestine problems because both of the divergent channels converge at this point. The sinew channel also looks a lot like the primary channel. It binds at the joints as it goes up the arm. Notice, like the primary and divergent channels, it wraps around the back and connects to the spine, letting us treat certain upper back conditions. And like the primary channel, this one also crosses to the other side, this time connecting to the mandible on the other side, so we can use this channel for TMJ and jaw pain. So knowing the channel pathways, let's summarize what we can treat using points on the large intestine channel. This channel goes up the arm, so we can use it to treat conditions on the arm. Since the LI channel is full of qi and blood, it's especially useful for pain due to stagnation, heat conditions, or atrophy conditions when there's insufficient circulation of qi and blood to the extremities. This channel goes to the neck and upper back. Remember, the primary, divergent, and sinew channels all wind around the shoulder to the upper back, so we can treat stiffness and pain in the neck and upper back, especially when there's difficulty turning the head. This channel goes to the throat, so we can treat throat conditions. And this channel goes to the face, so we can treat pretty much any disorder of the face, whether it's the mouth, ears, nose, or just general frontal headache. And again, since the channel is full of qi and blood, we can use it to treat heat conditions and excess conditions, especially skin problems, fever conditions, Shen problems due to heat, and phlegm nodules, especially scrofula and goiter. And technically, according to the books, we can use these points to treat intestinal problems. But even Deadman will say, in clinical practice, you're much more likely to use points on the leg to treat intestinal disorders. So let's get into the points. LI1 is the Jingwell point, LI2 is the Ying Spring point, and LI3 is the Shu Stream point. So the wells revive consciousness, they strongly clear excess heat, they treat the upper end of the channel, in this case the face, and they also treat fullness below the heart. Spring points treat body heat, and stream points can treat pain in the joints, in this case the finger joints. So while these points do act according to their category designation, really all three of them are good for clearing heat and treating the upper end of the channel, which in this case is the face, including the eyes, ears, nose, throat, mouth, teeth, jaw, cheeks, everything. So all three of them are good for heat and wind in the face. LI4 is one of the most commonly used acupuncture points, so let's discuss it in detail. It's a yuan source point, and remember, on yin channels, yuan source points are the third point on the channel, and their main action is to tonify the organ. But on yang channels, they're the fourth point in, and their main action is to clear excess and expel pathogens. So this is a very important point for releasing the exterior. It can be used to either promote sweating or stop sweating, and as part of clearing excess, it promotes movement to clear stagnation. So that's why we see it has this action of stopping pain. Remember, bu tong zi tong, tong zi bu tong, where there's stagnation, there's pain, and where there's pain, there's stagnation. This is the Gao Wu command point of the face, and Ma Dan Yang listed it as one of his heavenly star points, because it can treat headache, swelling of the face, toothache, and locked jaw. So this point is so good at treating disorders of the face that someone in the Jin Dynasty wrote a song about it. This point also induces labor, which can mean two different things. On the one hand, we can use it to treat things like prolonged labor, amenorrhea, or fetal retention. But on the other hand, what we're really saying is that this point is contraindicated during pregnancy. Basically, what we're saying is this point is so good at moving qi and blood that it can cause a miscarriage, especially in the early stages of pregnancy. LI5 is the Jing River and Fire point of the large intestine. It's a fire point, so it's good at clearing heat, especially heat from the opposite end of the channel, meaning heat in the face. Also, when heat enters the heart, it can cause Shen problems, so that's why we say this point can clear heat to calm Shen. But really, its most common use is, it's located on the wrist, so it has this action of benefiting the wrist. LI6 is the Luo connecting point. Like a lot of these points, it's good for clearing heat. And remember, Luo connecting points treat conditions along the Luo connecting channel. So in this case, disorders of the ear and mouth, because that's where the channel goes. Then Luo points also treat disorders of the yin-yang paired channel or organ. So regulating the water passages is a function of the lung channel that we're able to access through the Luo connecting point. LI7 is the Xi cleft point, and Xi cleft points treat acute conditions and pain. So this point is good for acute pain, redness, and swelling along the channel, usually accompanied by fever. Like LI5, this one also clears yang ming heat to calm Shen. So this refers to a severe febrile condition when the fever is so high that the patient becomes delirious and starts speaking incoherently or even starts seeing ghosts. So this is yang ming heat entering the heart, and it's a pretty extreme case that you might not see very often in the clinic. LI8, 9, and 10 have respective actions of harmonizing the small intestine, harmonizing the large intestine, and harmonizing the stomach. But we really only say this because these points are a mirror image of the points on the foot yang ming channel. So LI 8, 9, and 10 are mirrors of stomach 39, the lower he si point of the small intestine, stomach 37, the lower he si point of the large intestine, and stomach 36, the he si point of the stomach. So yes, this idea exists, but when it comes to the clinical use of these points, even Deadman says, you're much more likely to use points on the leg to treat intestinal disorders. So if you really want to harmonize these organs, you're probably better off just using points on the leg. LI11 is another very common point, especially useful for clearing heat. It's a Sun Su Miao ghost point, so he used it to clear heat to treat certain Shen problems like mania and epilepsy. And it's also a Ma Dan Yang heavenly star point for skin disorders, elbow pain, and hemiplegia in the arm. So this point is so good at treating rash and skin problems that someone wrote a song about it. It's also used for general heat problems like fever, heat in the face, sore throat, or even hypertension. So after LI11, the points get a lot less interesting, and here's why. Remember we said that the channels start at the tips of the fingers and toes, where they're really narrow and superficial. And as they move up the arm or leg, the channels gradually become wider and deeper until they get to the elbow or knee, where they're very wide and deep indeed. So below the elbow and knee, the channels are very narrow and distinct, so the points have a strong effect on their own channel or organ. But once we get past the knee or elbow and move towards the trunk, the channels become wider and deeper and get kind of muddled together. So the points no longer have a strong effect on their channel, but rather on the area of the body on which they're located. So basically, points on the chest are good for the chest, points on the abdomen are good for the abdomen, points over the intestines are good for the intestines, regardless of what channel they're on. So that's what we see with the rest of the large intestine channel. LI 11 and 12 are on the elbow, so they're good for the elbow. LI 13 and 14 are on the upper arm, so they're good for the arm. LI 15 and 16 are on the shoulder, so they benefit the shoulder. LI 17 and 18 are on the throat, so they benefit the throat. And LI 19 and 20 are next to the nose, so they open the nasal passages. Now, some of the points on the upper arm also have this function of transforming phlegm, but this is really only for throat nodules like goiter and scrofula, which you may not see very often. The only other exciting thing we might want to pay attention to is LI 18 is a window of heaven point. If we want to start looking at point combinations, there are a couple interesting ones we've learned so far. For example, to release exterior wind, a common combination we can use is Lung 7 and LI 4. Both of these points have the action of releasing the exterior for either wind heat or wind cold. Lung 7 is the low connecting point and LI 4 is the Yuan source point. So this combination is an example of the guest and host method, where we use the source point on one channel and the low point on its yin-yang pair. Another example of a point combination strategy is to use local and distal points together. So if we wanted to open the nose, we could use LI 20 as a local point. It's next to the nose, so it opens the nose. Then for a distal point, we could use either Lung 7 because it also opens the nose, or we could use LI 4 because it's the command point of the face. So this is an example of combining a local point with a distal point to achieve a certain effect. And lastly, suppose we are trying to treat hemiplegia or atrophy disorder, possibly after a stroke. Many patients after a stroke will have weakness or paralysis of the limbs or difficulty with their grip. So we could use LI 15 on the shoulder, LI 11 at the elbow, and LI 4 on the hand, and this combination will open up the channel and guide qi and blood down into the arm, hopefully restoring strength, movement, and sensation. This combination strategy is called the chain and lock method. So that's it for the large intestine channel. I hope you enjoyed it, because that's all for today. Thanks, and see you next time.